a long-awaited, never-anticipated part of the program. It is called the Super Set. It's brought to you by, drum roll please, No Drums and Bluegrass. Oh, we ain't got it. Nobody to bring it to you yet, but we will if you get a hold of me. For this edition of the Super Set on the Blue Roads, going to try to make you laugh, going to try to make you chuckle. Right here, you're going to find a family member in this song. It's Robert Earl Keane with Merry Christmas from the family right here on the Blue Road.
Sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Tell us, sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him. The three his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Marinelle. Of course, it brought his new wife Kay, who talks all about AA, chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. Turn the ball game on. Mix margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some icing and extension cord. A can of bean dip and some Diane rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas light. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night, oh Holy Night. Carved the turkey, turned the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of fake snow. A bag of lemons and some Diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family.
I thought most of my bad luck was gone.
You wouldn't believe what a day I've had. First thing this morning, Mama ate a whole box of them chocolate cherries and come down with the colic, and she argued me up and down. She's having another gallbladder attack.
Stopped off at the bank to pay off last year's Christmas loan.
And I finally got all the kids together to make the decorations for the Christmas tree. And Frank wrote graffiti all over the kitchen wall with that finger paint.
I was feeling so lucky and a-grinning when I walked through the door.
And I burnt that last batch of homemade candy that I was going to give to the neighbors in the coffee cans.
When a man dressed like Santa suggested I fall to the floor.
And Dory lost her milk money on the way to school this morning. And she found all of it but a nickel that went down in the crack in the sidewalk.
Down on my knees, he went through all my pockets at once.
And that loose muffler fell off that car again today when I was going to the grocery store. And that same old cop stopped me, and he said, "Lady, this is the last time I'm a warning you."
He took all my payments and the good stuff you packed me for lunch.
So I pumped up the tires on Elmer's bicycle. Went over to borrow your blue bub off of Mama for that old set of lights.
I heard the siren and I thought I was over the worst.
And she was popping popcorn to string on the Christmas tree. And she got so mad when I fell in the cake cupboard that I thought she was gonna cuss me.
Till they said we're coming out, but we're bringing this hostage out first.
And that new stuck-up neighbor called and threatened to kill Frank again. We're gonna have to do something with him.
They had a car waiting and shoved me right in the back seat.
And we got a new Sears and Roebuck catalog today. And I thought I'd just turn in early tonight and wish on you.
Slammed the door on my neck and run over both of my feet.
And I sure hope they've got some men's underwear for sale in it, cause every pair you've got's got holes in the knees.
I thought of the times I'd have left you if I'd had an excuse.
And my legs is bruised up and I can't hardly bend my knees where I had that bicycle wreck. And I hit my foolish bone and it's been a tingling all day.
And I begged them to keep me, but they went ahead and turned me loose.
And the biscuits is cold, and Junior ate all of my potatoes while I was taking a shower. And if I've told you once, I've told you 100 times to call me when you're going to be late for supper. What was it you were saying about somebody getting kidnapped?
I wish you'd have shot me. I just lost all the spirit. I was getting into Jingle Bells in the back seat of that car. I'll never sing it again. I know just how Scrooge felt.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
I might try to shoot myself, but I'd probably miss.
Up on the house top, click, click, click. Down through the chimney comes good sight me comes. Frosty,
might get a double-barreled shotgun.
Was a very merry song.
Good part of me.
One more time now. Frosty the Snowman was a very merry song. With a corncob pipe and a button
nose. L.E. White and Lola Jean Dillon right there. What a day I've had. I hope you played close attention to that. Not exactly a bluegrass song, but I love that tune. I like to play it every year. And by the way, a lot of people don't know that L.E. White is Luther Elmer White. Once upon a time, he was a fiddle player with folks like the Bailey Brothers, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper and the Clinch Mountain Clan. And he's made appearances with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys and the Osborne Brothers in his time. He was a great songwriter, too. Wrote some number one hits. How about After the Fire Is Gone by Conway and Loretta? And You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. How about that? That's L.E. White right there. How about Fred Travers now on the Blue Road? What a great singer he is. What a great dobro player he is. Here he's going to sing about the big man getting stuck in a chimney right here on the Blue Road.
I woke up this morning and what did I hear? It sounded like sleigh bells to me. I jumped out of bed, I put my feet on the floor, opened the window to see. Snow was falling straight out of the sky. Light sparkled from the Christmas tree. It was then I heard up above somebody cry. Somebody help me, if you please. I'm stuck, stuck in the chimney. Oh, I need someone to help and unstick me. I'm stuck, stuck in the chimney. Oh, won't you come, come and rescue me? Well, I knew in a moment that it must be Saint Nick. We pushed and shoved and he was out in the lick. And I heard him exclaim as he rode out of sight, Merry Christmas to all and good night. Be Saint Nick. We pushed and shoved and he was out in a lick. Oh, I heard him exclaim as he rode out of sight, Merry Christmas to all and good night. I'm stuck, stuck in the chimney. Oh, I need someone to help and unstick me. I'm stuck, stuck in the chimney. Oh, won't you come, come and rescue me? I knew in a moment that it must be Saint Nick. We pushed and shoved and he was out in a lick. I heard him exclaim as he rode out of sight, Merry Christmas to all and good night. Merry Christmas all and good night.
Did you hear what happened, Linda? I heard Grandma got run over by a reindeer, don't you know? There were incriminating claws marks.
I guess by now you've heard the story, how our sweet Grandma met her doom. One Christmas Eve, she was trampled beneath a herd of angry reindeer hooves. And something snapped in our poor grandpa, and for a year he hatched a plan. The 24th day of December, he carefully positioned his deer stand. Grandpa opened fire on the reindeer just to get revenge for our grandma. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but Rudolph's head is hanging on our wall. When we found him Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, he was field dressing, blitzing, and counting all the points on Dasher's rack.
It's a 7x7.
Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, though they've taken him to jail. Seems he slayed more than his limit and didn't have the bucks to make his bail. Grandpa opened fire on the reindeer just to get revenge for our grandma. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but Rudolph's head is hanging on our wall. Y'all sing it with me now. Grandpa opened fire on the reindeer just to get revenge for our grandma. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but Rudolph's head is hanging on our wall.
Grandpa's Reindeer Revenge right there. Williamson Branch once again on the program. 2014 is the release date on A Very Merry Christmas. Don't you go nowhere. More sounds of the season on the big Christmas edition of the Blue Road with friends like Chosen Road, Ronnie Bowman, and John Cowan next on the Blue Road. The Bowman here. Let me tell you about some exciting advertising opportunities right here on the Blue Road. You have a business, you have an event, you have something you're trying to promote. Well, look no further than me, the Bowman. I can take care of it right here on the Blue Road. Get you in front of this bluegrass audience that we all know and love so well. It's pretty easy to contact me. 606-831-1266. It's Bo.McCarty on Facebook. You can find me on TheBowman.biz, and the email is TheBowman@TheBowman.biz. Looking forward to hearing from you right here on the Blue Road. Hey, friends, it's the Bowman here. Do you have a garbage problem? Well, I'll tell you how to get rid of it. Call my friends Frank and Travis Rice at Grayson Sanitation. They do both residential and commercial services. They offer roll-off service, and, yeah, they'll do bulk item pickups on request. And at Grayson Sanitation, it is a family tradition. Locally owned and operated by Frank and Travis Rice. Give them a call at 606-474-5850. They'll give you personalized service at economical prices. That's right. Rely on the professionals that I rely on, Grayson Sanitation. 606-474-5850.